When my guest hugs people, they get healed. But now, that same healing actually radiates from her on television, and multitudes are healed. Next. I have to tell you, I am so excited about this show. Yvonne Attia, born in Egypt, raised in Australia, and you'll hear when she speaks an Egyptian-Australian accent. At six, you experienced your first miracle.
Yes, so at the age of six, I fell from a three-story building. And
what did you fall on?
I fell on concrete slab.
Three stories?
Three stories, wow. Building. It was terrible. I was on my back, and I was in so much pain, but something amazing took place as I was falling. I was surrounded by angels. I remember what they looked like. They were my body shape, so they weren't big angels. They were holding hands, they were in a circle, and there was glorious light coming out of them. And when I landed on my back with all the pain that I was in, I was telling everyone that I just saw angels. I mean, I was more fascinated with what I was seeing more than the pain that was in my body. But then I went to hospital, of course, and it became more real when I went to hospital because I was diagnosed with, obviously, fracture in my spine. Doctors said to my parents that by tomorrow morning, she should be dead. Why? Mm. Because there is a big possibility of brain hemorrhage. Mm. And they even said x-rays are showing that the brain is swelling up. And then they said, if she does survive that, then she will be quadriplegic, paralyzed from the neck down. She will never be able to walk because the spine is fractured. And at this time, there was dear believers. One of them is my grandfather, who is a minister. He did not receive that report. He did not receive it. And I remember him sitting next to my bed. And he was just crying out to God. And that's a lot of the time what healing is, just crying out to God, God, would you do something? We will not accept that report. And the presence of God was hovering in the room. The next morning, I was still alive. I mean, before they were telling my parents, you need to start getting prepared for the funeral because it's happening. But the next morning, oh, she's still alive, what's happening? And so that encouraged my parents and it encouraged my grandfather. And they continued to pray and the presence of God continued to hover around this bedroom. And I am totally, miraculously healed. There is nothing wrong with me. No one believes it.
And at seven, before your very eyes, imagine this, a seven-year-old girl, she saw her uncle, who loved the Lord with all of his heart, become a martyr.
Yes. So I was seven, Sid, and we in our street, we had the mosque, and that day, the imam of the mosque basically was preaching his Friday sermon, and he said that by the end of today, I want the blood of the Christians to reach knee-high. We didn't think much of it, but they all came out of the mosque, unfortunately, with swords and knives and stick. And towards the end of the day, we've lost a lot of, obviously, the men in the village, including my uncle. So he had come into our street to drop his wife, who was pregnant at the time. And I ran downstairs to give him a lemonade. And as I was giving, I literally turned around. He was on the floor and he was slaughtered. He was gone. That left me horrified, broken, angry at God at the time. God, why did you? For me, I used to think that God allowed everything, the evil and the good. And I wasn't able to distinguish between the two. But by God's grace, I received healing. I received great healing into an encounter where later on in life, God showed me that he was right there with me. He embraced me. And he said to me, I want you to love Muslims. I want you to distinguish between Islam and Muslims. Islam's demonic, but Muslims are victims. And you are to love them because you're about to be used mightily in their midst.
And you know what's so amazing to me? You have seen so many miracles on yourself, but you still did not really believe it was God's will to heal everyone. Some of you are in that category too. You believe God heals, but you don't really believe it's God's will to heal everyone, especially you. What do you say?
Yes, and I grew up in a church, unfortunately, where I never saw a miracle, never. And I received a lot of bad theology, which basically taught that Jesus healed to prove that he was God. And now that the Bible has been put together, then we no longer need to do this. And so this was what I grew up with. Now, I was challenged reading the Bible. And I must say, a lot of people are challenged because you cannot. Where do you go from Mark 16? Where do you go where it says, believers lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover? Well, I was a believer, but I never experienced that. So that's what I grew up with. And so when that miracle happened to me, I just thought, well, God is just able to do all things, but it's not his will to heal. And you don't even need healing for your Christian journey. In actual fact, God doesn't even care about your body. That was my theology. God cares about you getting to heaven and getting saved, but your body, that's material. God doesn't care about that. Until he shook my world. I guess the first experience was after I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. I had a skin condition for 3 years.
Couldn't a doctor help you?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I went literally to every single doctor, and we had pharmacies, and I used every single product that there is. So then I came to a position where that's not going to work, and one of the doctors suggested that I would go to see a specialist, which I did. He diagnosed me and he gave me a terrible report. He said to me, I don't know where you contracted this virus, but that virus is going to cause your nails to fall off, and unfortunately it will deform your skin and eat away your skin. That was the word. He had no cure. And I remember I came in my car, I sat in my car, and I had just been baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I sat in my car and I was speaking in tongues because I love doing that. So I'm sitting in the car enjoying God, because God just wants to be filled in the Holy Spirit. And as I'm praying, he breaks in. He said, I want to heal you. And I pretended like I didn't hear him. I was like,
why?
Because I was scared. I was very scared. Why? I was scared that if that healing did not happen, then it would shake my faith. I was in a good position spiritually. I had just received the baptism.
Why, the devil is so diabolical.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And so he basically ignored what I said. And he said to me, I want you to mark 7 days from today. And in 7 days, you will be healed. That was the first thing. So I pulled out my phone and I took photos of all my skin. And I just said, Lord, heal me. Just heal me. 7 days, Sid. 7 days. I wake up one morning and I knew throughout the 7 days something was happening because my skin was changing color. And literally, I flicked them all off and I am completely and totally cleansed.
And the thing that really cinched it is you and your husband went to a healing conference of someone that's been a guest on our show, a friend of mine, Randy Clark. And what happened to you and your husband?
Basically, I didn't know much about this stuff. All I knew is that when God comes with his fire, he touches you. So I just sat on the internet and I said, fire conference, glory conference, healing conference, whatever it is, but I just wanted a touch of God. And so fire conference came up and I said, wow, that's like next week. And so I booked it straight away. I had no idea who Randy Clark was. I just knew that there's going to be fire in this conference.
And
I want it at any cost. I just want it. So we got there and I saw Dr. Randy Clark and my life was turned upside down. Why? 4 days of solid biblical teaching. And every time he would teach, literally, I felt like I wanted to fall on the floor, because he taught that it was God's will to heal at all times. That was the first thing that was like, wow.
Everyone.
Everyone. He even said this to me. He said, okay, I'm going to pray for you to receive your first word of knowledge. And I remember I said, okay, so I'm sitting there and he said, this is how you receive a word of knowledge. You can see it, you can feel it, you can hear it. So I sat there and I said, Lord, I see some someone in the room with a very severe neck pain. Mm-hmm. And so I said it to me, and I said to my husband, look, I'm getting this word of knowledge, but maybe it's just me. And I remember he encouraged me. He said to me, Yvonne, if you do not practice, this is the word, practice, in the midst of believers, you're never going to have the faith to practice in the outside world. What are you going to lose? And I said, right, I put up my hand to Dr. Randy and I said, I got a word, you know, with this condition. And he said, come up the front, you call it. When I called it, a man came out and he said to me that he had this for over 15 years. And as soon as I called it, the pain left his body. Now that took me to another level. It's like, God can use me. He even opened my eyes. Even my eyes could see. So my faith was like building up. Towards the end, the last day, he called me and my husband out. And that was the last thing I ever imagined. He looked at us. He had no idea where we're from. And he said, God is giving you the Middle East. And he is saying that you and your husband will preach to Muslims and thousands will come to the Lord through the supernatural power of God. You will heal the sick, the mute will speak, the deaf will hear, and you will see such a revival. At that moment, both me and my husband fell under the power of God for almost an hour, shaking, just shaking, receiving and receiving and receiving.
God spoke to you. What did God say to you?
He said, he confirmed what Randy said. He confirmed that. And I want to just, you know, rewind a little bit because something significant led to that particular event. Just before we go to the Dr. Randy Clark's conference, we were invited to go to Malaysia for a conference. And my mom was sick. She needed a shoulder replacement. And I wanted to leave my children with her to go to the conference. And mom said, no, that is the week of my operation and you can't change the date. So I remember calling the hospital and begging them, would you please change the date because I've got to get to Malaysia. So they did. When I got there, I saw something that shifted my faith. Said, I saw a Muslim man on a stretcher with 30 members of his family. He was hit by a motorbike. He was totally destroyed and his body was not healing. They heard about our conference and they wanted prayer. He was healed. When he was healed, the 30 members of his family, they came to Jesus. Now, that was a slap on the face because I was like, oh my God, healing is a great door to evangelism. If you operate in the supernatural, you would reach nations and you would reach them so quick and so easy. So when I went back home, my mom was healed because I said to God, I promise you, I'll give my entire life to the healing ministry if you heal my mom, because that way you are confirming that that healing power is yours. I go back home, my mom's healed. When I promised that, God opened the door for me to get to Dr. Randy Clark, get trained in healing,
that is important.
Receive the impartation.
But listen to this. This is the most amazing thing. Yvonne and her husband then start a little house congregation, which gets larger, miracles start bringing, I mean, impossible miracles, cancer, I mean, all sorts of things break out. It sounds almost like someone I got to know, Catherine Coleman.
Yes.
And a man shows up, puts her and her husband on television, and they have literally reached thousands and thousands of Muslims that have given their heart to Jesus, and the miracles, the outrageous that happened just by someone watching her and her husband on television. Now, I'm going to turn Yvonne loose to teach you how to experience God's love, which she says is the greatest weapon against sickness, and you're going to receive that love, and you're going to get healed next.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Yvonne, you were in a car accident in 1998, and yes. You had a revelation. When she shares this, and then when Yvonne and her husband pray over you at the end of the broadcast, you're going to understand why it was turned for good. What happened?
Amen. So I was involved in this car accident. Like for at least years and years. And so when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I got healed from a lot of conditions except this one. And I was frustrated because I didn't know what I was doing wrong. I was rebuking the disease. I was a lot of stuff. So this condition left me with a lot of pain in my tailbone because I was stuck in between five cars on the highway. It was a big accident. I wasn't able to carry my kids. It was terrible. And so I wasn't getting healed and I was getting frustrated. I didn't know why the pain wasn't going away. And I remember once praying and I said to the Lord, you know what, God, I love you for everything that you've done for me. And I'm just gonna indulge in who you are. I'm really just not gonna be bothered with this back condition. And I'm just gonna love you for who you are. And I remember I felt God was saying good because that's what I want. So I started praying that day. And as I began to pray, I was taking into a trance. And in that place, I began to see Jesus for who he is. There was divine embrace. There was divine hugs. I always tell my husband, there was even divine kisses. God was like, I just love you. I love you for who you are. And I was telling God that I loved him and I did not want to get out of that glorious presence. Immediately, I was on my back. But it was a different place. It was like I was on the seabed and I was laying on my back. Over me, there was waves and waves and waves, but the waves were heavy, but they were gentle at the same time. Then I finished my prayer session, came back to my body, and as I was getting up and leaving the room, I stopped because I was like, whoa, I always used to get up with a lot of pain, but the pain's gone. So then I went back to my prayer closet. I said, Lord, did you just heal my back? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, wow. And he said, my love healed you. But let me take you one step further. There's gonna come a time where when you embrace people, they will be healed. The love that you received from me, you will release unto them and they will be healed. And at that time, I was like, beautiful, but I still didn't believe it or I didn't really understand it until we had a healing meeting. And this lady came in and she was embarrassed to come up the front and ask for healing because her church didn't do that. So she thought at the end of the meeting, and I'm going to grab Yvonne and I'm going to ask her to lay her hands on me and do the whole thing. So she came to say hello to me and hug me first before she asked me for prayer. And as she was hugging me, she started to weep. And she continued to embrace me. She didn't want to let go. And I was embracing her, not knowing what was happening. And I said to her, are you okay? She said, no, you don't understand. As soon as I hugged you, power hit me. I'm totally healed. And at that moment, I began to cry because I was like, right, you are right, Lord. I didn't believe or I didn't fully understand. But then that began to happen. And I began to tell people, healing is in his love. Because of his love and because of his compassion, he will wash you clean from everything.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn Yvonne loose with her husband. And the two of them are going to pray that that same love that they have will come upon you. And they already found out people with blood diseases and other things are going to be miraculously healed. But before they pray for you, I want you to pray a prayer with me. The whole purpose of Christianity is not the religion of Christianity. The whole purpose of Christianity is that you would have your own experiential knowledge of God. Pray this prayer with me out loud, wherever you are. Dear God, repeat after me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away my sins and I am clean. And now that I'm clean, I ask you, Jesus, to come inside of me. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Amen. Yvonne and Mina.
Father
Rita
God.
Lara, King Jesus, we love you.
Yes, Lord.
And we worship you right now. And we thank you for what you're about to release on your people. Open up your hand and get ready. Get ready. Get ready to be showered in his love as I begin to release it right now.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we release your love right now.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Stand, God, and we receive this love right now. And as we receive this love right now, get ready for your healing.
Yes.
Because right now it is washing away. It is washing away sickness.
Thank you, Lord.
It is washing away disease.
Thank you, Lord.
It is taking away fear. It is breaking depression.
Yes.
It is getting rid of suicide.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
In the
Thank
name
you.
Of Jesus and by the authority you gave your children, we baptize them in your love. In the name of Jesus, we baptize
yes.
them in who you are.
Be filled in the Holy Spirit. Be restored. Actually, as I'm praying right now, there's conditions in the eyes
yes.
right now that God is opening, not just supernatural spiritual eyes, but physical eyes. The eyes condition, glaucoma is going right now. Cataract is being healed right now. Vision, restoration. Take your glasses off right now and have a look. Start reading things you couldn't read before.
Yes.
For God is restoring your vision.
Yes.
He's giving his body, his bride, 2020 vision for this year. It doesn't matter what we've been through so far, because God is restoring things to his perfect plan. Blood conditions are being healed right now. What the enemy has sown for disaster, God is tearing apart and planting his word, his restoration, and his love is for you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive it.
Yes, God.
By faith.
Yes.
Be blessed and blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Call now and get Yvonne Attia's brand new anointed book, Revealing the Healer, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Healing is Yours. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9708. Through her book, Revealing the Healer, Yvonne proves to you that healing is your destiny, both to receive and to release to others. Begin to operate with a biblical understanding of sickness and of healing. Understand the full implication of healing in the atonement at the cross. Learn a simple biblical method for walking in divine healing. Discover the secret behind the healing ministry of Jesus. Find out how to overcome common hindrances preventing you from receiving your healing. Learn how to heal through the laying on of hands, spoken words, communion, and more. Receive an impartation to receive your own healing and be used by God to heal others. Learn how to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, the healer, today. You will also receive Yvonne Attia's anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, Healing is Yours. Through this audio series, you will learn how intimacy with God produces healing, understand God's willingness to heal you, learn how to overcome unbelief, opposition, and other tricks of the enemy, discover the three dimensions of faith, find out how the glory of God will bring healing in a way you never thought possible before.
Get ready, as you are listening, to be impacted by the glory of God like never before.
In addition to Yvonne's excellent teaching, she releases powerful prayers of impartation throughout the teaching series to release the supernatural power of God into your body and mind, for God to remove the lenses of unbelief and doubt, for God's glory presence to come upon you in a powerful way.
You can experience the love of God in your body and in your mind and in your heart.
Don't miss out on getting Yvonne Attia's brand new anointed book, Revealing the Healer, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Healing is Yours. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9708. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9708 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.